Welcome to today's Daily Dose with Ardelis Health. Hi, everybody. I'm Timmy Gard, Chief Growth Officer of Ardelis Health. And today's special guest is Chris Benecki, Chief Operating Officer of Sage Therapeutics. Chris, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do at Sage?
It's great to be here, Timmy. Thank you for having me. As you noted, my name is Chris Benecki. I'm with Sage Therapeutics. I'm the Chief Operating Officer for the organization. I've been with Sage for not quite 4 years, and I've been in the biopharmaceutical industry for more than 25 years in various leadership roles across commercial and medical affairs in large companies like J&J and Takeda, medium-sized organizations like Alexion and UCB, and smaller organizations like Sage. And over the course of my career, I've been privileged to launch a number of new therapies to help people living with serious conditions. Most recently, I've had the opportunity to launch is with Sage Therapeutics.
Super. So let's get right into it. Let me ask you one of my first questions, Chris. In the coming years, how do you see women's brain health gaining importance in addressing the unmet needs of women?
Timmy, women are disproportionately impacted by brain health conditions, as many of us know. And despite this, according to a study that I read back in 2023 in Nature, only about 0.5% of neuroscience studies look at women's health issues. So as we go forward, investment is crucial for advancing breakthrough treatments and expanding care for women's health issues. And now progress, as we know, is happening. And recently we're seeing an increase in investment in women's health more broadly, including investment in new technology and broadening clinical research and expanding the definition of women's health to go beyond reproductive care, which is very encouraging, but we haven't gone far enough. There's still more that needs to be done. Now, one example of the progress that we've seen is bringing forward a new treatment for women with postpartum depression, which has helped gain greater attention to mental health care for women, which is really, really important. Greater awareness is contributing to positive changes, including women having better informed dialogues with their healthcare providers and postpartum depression being discussed earlier in pregnancy and more openly with medical communities. This can help ensure that women can get really the care that they need. But as with PPD and other conditions, we need to keep the momentum going so that in the years that are in front of us, you know, we really bring forward more solutions to women's health and brain health conditions specifically geared towards women. I think there's more that we can all do, and that really is the vision for the future.
Right. Thank you. And with that, with postpartum depression, my personal opinion is it's not necessarily a her problem. So what do you believe is the role of the woman's spouse or family in supporting her when she's experiencing postpartum depression?
When you think about postpartum depression, it's not something that happens rarely. You know, 1 in 8 live births, or approximately 500,000 or so women in the U.S. on an annual basis suffer with the signs and symptoms of postpartum depression. So this isn't some condition that's far away from us. It's actually quite close to all of us. And in fact, postpartum depression is something that as a family, we have firsthand experience with the birth of one of our children. You know, I saw the implications, the impact of untreated postpartum depression and the implications that it can have on a wife like mine and on a baby, you know, early after giving birth. And that can have longer term implications on baby developmentally if mom doesn't get the care she needs. Now, fortunately, in our case, you know, my wife was able to get the care that she needs, but there are so many other families out there that really need care and that really need support. It's really essential to me to have widespread education about postpartum depression as a medical condition and really empower women to talk to their healthcare providers before, during, and after pregnancy. And in terms of this being not just a her problem, but this really being an us problem, there are so many family members and friends who are really critical symptom spotters that it's essential that we, in the case of after a mom has given birth, rally around to make sure that she has the support and the care that she needs as we go forward. As with many medical conditions, early detection, as you know, is key to enabling patients to receive the medical help that they need sooner than later. And as I noted, we really all have a role to play in helping women, including checking in on moms in our lives after they give birth, offering support and resources when and how we can, and having an open and honest dialogue to making sure that there's a proactive plan in place for postpartum depression should it occur before the baby is actually born. You know, we often talk about everyone's got a plan to get to the hospital when mom goes into labor, but mom needs a plan in case something happens and she really needs support for postpartum issues like postpartum depression. And we can certainly do that as we go forward.
Oh, that's terrific. That's really good. Is there anything else you want to add before we let you loose?
Timmy, I would thank you for the time. I think every opportunity that we have to discuss improving maternal mental health, in this case, we're talking about postpartum depression, is vital. Having these conversations raises the degree of awareness and transparency around the importance of having discussions and really leaning in to help women and babies after the birth of the baby so that we can do a better job here with postpartum depression and other conditions. As you noted, this is not a her problem. This is an us problem. And together, I think we can do far better than we have in changing the way conditions like PPD are thought about and treated.
Well, there you have it. Chris Benecki, Chief Operating Officer of Sage Therapeutics. Chris, thank you so much for participating in today's Daily Dose with Ardelis Health. We will invite you back in the future. So thank you again.